Chapter 2. Use the 5-step process to get what you want out of life. It seems to me that the personal evolutionary process, in other words, the looping that I described in the last chapter, takes place in 5 distinct steps. If you can do those things well, you will almost certainly be successful. Here they are in a nutshell. First, have clear goals. Second, identify and don't tolerate the problems that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Third, accurately diagnose the problems to get at their root causes. Fourth, design plans that will get you around those problems. And fifth, do what's necessary to push those designs through to completion. Together, these 5 steps make up a loop. Let's look at this process more granularly. First, you have to pick what you're going after, in other words, your goals. Your choice of goals will determine your direction. As you move toward them, you will encounter problems. Some of those problems will bring you up against your own weaknesses. How you react to the pain that causes is up to you. If you want to reach your goals, you must be calm and analytical so that you can accurately diagnose your problems, design a plan that will get you around them, and do what is necessary to push through to results. Then you will have to look at the new results you achieve and go through the process again. To evolve quickly, you will have to do this fast and continuously, setting your goals successively higher. You will need to do all 5 steps well in order to be successful, and you must do them one at a time and in that order. For example, when setting goals, just set goals. Don't think about how you will achieve them or what you will do if something goes wrong. When you are diagnosing your problems, don't think about how you will solve them, just diagnose them. Blurring the steps leads to suboptimal outcomes because it interferes with uncovering the true problems. The process is iterative. Doing each step thoroughly will provide you with the information you need to move on to the next step and do it well. It is essential that you approach this process in a clear-headed, rational way, looking down on yourself from a higher level and being ruthlessly honest. If your emotions are getting the better of you, step back and take time out until you can reflect clearly. If necessary, seek guidance from calm, thoughtful people. To help you stay centered and effective, pretend that your life is a martial art or a game, the object of which is to get around a challenge and reach a goal. Once you accept its rules, you'll get used to the discomfort that comes with the constant frustration. You will never handle everything perfectly. Mistakes are inevitable, and it's important to recognize and accept that as a fact of life. The good news is that every mistake you make can teach you something, so there's no end to the learning. You'll soon realize that excuses like, "That's not easy," or "I can't do that," are of no value, and it pays to push through. So what if you don't have all the skills you need to succeed? Don't worry about that because it's true of everyone. You just have to know when they're needed and where you can go get them. With practice, you will eventually play this game with a calm, unstoppable centeredness in the face of adversity. Your ability to get what you want will thrill you. Now let's look at how to approach each of the 5 steps.